time now to visit with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa, our weekly one-on-one. And coach, let's begin with the big picture here. A 13-2 record, a number one seed in the NFC playoffs, and this is what every team plays for. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. It is what every team plays for, but by no means is our season finished. We still really we're starting. Our season is really starting to crank up now at this time of the year.
The ability of this football team this season to win games in so many different ways, really impressive. On Monday night, the offense wasn't there. The defense, the special teams picked it up. Other games, of course, the offense has led the way. Is that the mark overall that you think of a really good football team?
I do. I really do. It takes all three phases. And really each week in the National Football League, not all three are going to play well. You know, I mean, someone's going to struggle a little bit. And, you know, here in the last couple of weeks, it's been just a little bit of kind of a give and take, you know, with the offense, defense, and special teams. But I tell you, at the end of the day, bottom line is finding a way to win the football game. You know, we've talked about it all season, how resilient this team is and great leaders on this football team, and those guys weren't going to be denied.
And winning close football games, too. Do you feel that come January 13th, 14th, this team is ready for the adversity that is absolutely going to hit at some point in that game?
I hope so. You know, quite honestly, with all the injury adversity that we faced and then having some struggles here in these games here lately and finding a way to win, that's what it's going to take in the postseason. Now, you can't keep making the mistakes that we're making to win these games. We got to clean that part of it up. But the fact of the matter is we're still finding a way to win the game.
Monday night, Doug, the offense, what did you see as you review the game?
Yeah, you know, we were just off. Offense was off. Execution wasn't quite as sharp as it's been for whatever reason. You know, you know, we just got to get back to the work this week. We got to make the corrections, move on from it. We got one more regular season game this Sunday at the link. So we just got to get better execution out of the guys.
I know it's only Wednesday. Do you have a sense of how you want to play it on Sunday?
Well, I don't right now. You know, we're still kind of working through some things. We've got some guys that are injured, and we got to take a look at that. And we got some young guys that we, you know, may want to see in this football game. But, you know, we're not going to make any decisions right now. We're going to wait till probably all the way to Sunday before we make a final roster move.
So then how will you play it after Sunday? Do you have in your mind the layout and then how you want to ramp up practices getting ready for the postseason?
Well, I think it's important that you have to start looking at that. Obviously, we do have a first-round bye, and you know, it's a little different than a regular in-season bye from the standpoint of, you know, it's a one-game season, whereas in the regular season, you might have six or seven, eight games left. So we got to make sure that we keep our focus, maintain our intensity, have the edge. I'm going to take a look at a bunch of different scenarios for that week. I know we're going to practice and keep the guys around, so That's kind of where I'm at. I haven't really put the whole week yet together.
Doug, how important was it for Nick Foles after a tough game to put the team in position to score the winning points with a drive in the last minute, which reminded me so much of week three, Carson Wentz putting the team in position for Jake Elliott's 61-yard field goal, which then vaulted this team to a long winning streak. So for Nick in that position, which he hadn't been in for a long time, how big was that for him?
I think it's huge for Nick, and it was great to see the fact that, you know, he understands and we understand he didn't play his best football game, but at the same time, when it mattered, he was able to lead the team down, put us in field goal position. Jake was able to kick it through for the game winner. But I think it gives Nick a lot of confidence now moving forward, and you know, the offense confidence moving forward that we can do that in crunch time and still be successful.
Speaking of confidence, the way the defense rebounded after a tough one in New York, do you think the guys were stung by the criticism from the outside? Do you think they hear it ever?
Oh, I think they hear it. I think they hear it. I hope they don't really necessarily listen to it, but at the same time, they responded, and that's all you want. You know, they know. I mean, listen, these guys are prideful players, professional athletes. They pride themselves in playing well each and every week, and when they don't play well as a group or maybe as an individual, they don't need someone else to tell them that they're not playing well. They're gonna embrace it. They're gonna fix it in practice, and they're gonna come out and do what they did this past Monday night, and you know, five turnovers, five takeaways, and really play a dominating game.
What wins in the playoffs, Doug? Offense, defense? Does defense lead? Does defense still win championships?
Defense still wins championships, but you know what? Offense has got to be efficient. They got to be able to sustain the run game. Obviously, you got to get that thing going. and then get chunk plays in your passing game. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take all three phases. Your special teams are going to have to step up. You're going against great quarterbacks now, you know, in the postseason, good running backs typically. You know, special teams units are playing and peaking at the right time. So, you know, it's going to take all hands on deck to get the job done.
The Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, 1 year ago, they were the team coming to Philadelphia with the division in hand. It is incredible to me how this thing turns around in the NFL so quickly.
That's just the way the NFL is, too. You know, it can change just like that. You're an injury away, or a play away, or whatever it might be, a circumstance away that maybe changes your season one way or the other. And the roles are reversed this year, obviously. But you know, our focus is and my focus is on our football team and getting our football team and our guys ready to go not only this Sunday, but a couple weeks from now.
Doug Peterson, thanks so much for joining us. Doug Peterson, One-on-One, presented by Wawa.